Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Air, who's crying.
What did you do to him, Dave?
I don't know. He's just crying over
so emotional.
He just found out second base doesn't mean what he thinks it means. And Eric's in studio. Trish is in studio.
My fiance just broke up with me.
Oh, who did?
My fiance.
He did?
Your fiance.
Hey.
Do you act
I thought Bobby
sound?
Hadn't introduced you to her yet.
What is up with that? And of course,
are you
going to
throw your cell phone in the white water of the Grand Canyon?
Of the Grand Canyon, I will.
The song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1947.
I just said who it was.
Perry Nilsson, I Can't Live Without You. From a great scene from Vacation.
Guy.
Go see it.
Yeah, very good. And this hour brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Everyone wants wealth, I think. And you got to protect it. You got to create it. Conrad Congashell, I should say, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210. And he is the host of Money Health every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And we got a special guest, don't we?
Yes, we do. So, how's this for an inspirational movie plot? A near-fatal car accident ends a young girl's Olympic gymnastics aspirations. The girl turns to dance as her creative outlet and she's rehabbing, but never gives up her other dream of competing for the UCLA gymnastics team. The girl then gets an opportunity to make the team at UCLA and ends up becoming an All-American. This is not a made-for-Hollywood comeback story, though. This was real life, and now art is imitating life. Ariana Berlin's life story so far, she's still young, has been turned into a movie called Full Out, and I am so excited. It's going to be airing on NBC in Los Angeles and San Diego next Sunday, the 8th of August, and we have information on our website about that. But we are very happy to introduce Ariana. We've got her on the line here. How you doing, Ari?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
Hey, I went to UCLA.
You did?
Go Bruins.
Yeah, I drove on the property once.
Oh. Yeah, I want to see you do gymnastics.
Bruins. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Thanks
we don't want
you guys.
No. Oh, well, thank you for joining us. I've known you since you were in high school as a freshman when you and my son first met. And yeah. He told me your incredible story. And I mean, to see you as a hip hop and a B-girl dancing and some of the incredible moves you were doing, knowing you had this huge rod in your leg and when what kind of an accident you had. And then everything that happened high school on through college and even now, all the things that you're doing is so incredible. So tell us how Full Out came about.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it. It was actually pretty crazy. I was approached pretty much out of the blue by a producer who worked in the family film industry. And he had heard my story from a mutual friend of my father's and literally called me up one day. Hi, my name's Jeff Devert. I'm a producer, and I want to make your story into a movie. When can we meet? And my first reaction is like, okay, that's going to happen. Like, this stuff doesn't happen. So I met with him, and this was about, just over 3 years ago now. And he said, this is the kind of stories that I like to do, inspirational comeback stories. And, we'll get a writer, we'll start the process. And still, it was so surreal to me. And it was kind of crazy, the first 6 months, year went by, didn't really hear much from him. He would check back in, a year or 6 months later and say, we're still going. We're still moving forward with this. And it just wasn't really on my radar still because it wasn't really relevant to my life. And then, another 6 months to a year passed, gives me a call. We're still moving forward. And then, 6 months to six to eight months ago, he calls me. He's like, okay, it's on. We're doing it.
Wow.
We got the funding. We're casting right now. We're going to shoot in October. Would love for you to be a part of it, but we're doing it. So it was pretty just surreal. 3 years in the making, and it's just so flattering that a movie was made. It's being made about my life, and hopefully it can inspire lots of young people and and adults, moving forward. So pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, well, and one of the first things you said was you were like, oh, yeah, that's really going to happen. I'm sorry, but that's my response to almost everything that has happened in your life. Oh, I mean, you are beautiful, you're intelligent, you are talented. No matter what you put your mind to, you just excel at. And it's just fun to be able to watch this train that is your life that just moves to outer space. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I hope it's not a spoiler alert, but something that really, the first I heard about them making a movie out of your life story was when you went back into training. And can I have a spoiler alert? Can I?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Go for it.
Ariana went back into training and she is actually the stunt double for the gymnastics in this movie about her life.
That's incredible. Really.
And I mean, it's with everything she did, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the doctors tell you would be lucky if you could even walk?
Yep. Yeah, they thought that since I broke both of my femurs, they thought one of them was going to grow at a different rate than the other. So they just didn't see, they weren't sure what was going to happen. And they definitely didn't think gymnastics was on the horizon. So,
yeah.
It's crazy how life works.
Well, and then it was causing you pain, and you ended up having them remove the rod later on, which then caused you to have more rehab time.
Lots of rehab those years. I got to know my UCLA trainers extremely well, but you know what? It was the best decision to take the rod out. When I came back to gymnastics, it was just hindering me, and I wasn't able to really reach my full potential. I knew that I couldn't train as much as everybody else could. I mean, I would do mental routines and have to do visualization drills and skills in my head to just see my routine so that when it came to competition day, and thank God the adrenaline, you know, helped me through those long competition days. But yeah, it was just roller coaster.
So Ariana, what message do you want to give to people that have had similar experiences, or you know, anything that would create a major obstacle, whether you know it's an illness, an injury, or some type of setback, where professionals are telling them, hey, it's you know you got to give up your dreams? What would you tell these people?
Absolutely. I mean, life, I would just say, you know, life is always, it's not always a fairy tale story with a fairy tale ending. And it's full of twists and turns and ups and downs, but it's how you choose to deal with life challenges that really define you. So if it's not, you know, the dream that you expected, well, you know what, your dreams can switch a little bit and then have something else to work for. But always keeping a goal in mind, always having a dream that you want to accomplish is, and staying positive, that is always how you move forward and how you get through, because like life is full of, it's a roller coaster, you know, you just never know. So as long as you're positive and you're focused and you're always challenging yourself and you choose to challenge yourself, then, you know, everything will be okay.
You know, I often heard from many great people that, you know, life's not about eliminating the storms that happen in life. It's about building a stronger ship. Do you relate to that?
The storms build you.
Yeah.
You need those storms to get through. They definitely help grow, and you learn so much from them. And I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for this accident. And so many people are like, you say, why me? Like, why did this accident happen to you? No, to be honest, I haven't taken anything negative from this accident. Yeah, I was in the hospital. I got to bond with my mom and my family. And you know what? I got to go into dance and find another passion that I would have never found and been able to really like jump into if I was doing gymnastics seven days a week, 7 hours a day. So all those things built my character and who I am today. And I was so fortunate that I was able to get back into gymnastics. And I mean, the fact that my coach, you know, Valerie Condosfield, gave me that opportunity to go to UCLA, to walk on the team, to offer me a scholarship after my first year. I mean, you have to put yourself out there. You have to work hard, and you know, good things will happen if you keep pushing. So, yeah.
Well, and your can-do attitude had a lot to do with Val putting you on the team, right?
Yeah, it was actually just crazy scenario. I mean, I was dancing. I had given up gymnastics. I had already tried to go back. I was in way too much pain in my leg, and I decided to fully go into hip-hop dancing. And through that, I was on a dance troupe called Culture Shock San Diego, and we were hired for a dance show in a bigger SeaWorld show with gymnasts and rhythmic gymnasts and percussionists, and it was this massive show. And lo and behold, Valerie Kondo Field, the head coach of UCLA, my dream school, was the director and choreographer. So we connected at a very young age. I was 15 years old at the time. And I would see the gymnasts and I would just miss it. I wanted to go jump on the trampoline with them. I wanted to go flip around. And I went home to my dad and I was just like, Dad, this is my dream coach of my dream school. Like, what if I go back to gymnastics? And he was like, well, you'll never know unless you ask. So the last night of rehearsal, I went up to Val and I just said, you know, it's been my dream to be coached by you and to be a part of your program. I don't know what I'm capable of doing, but I'll go back tomorrow and try if you can give me, you know, some sort of opportunity on your team. And right then and there, without hesitation, she said, I've seen your work ethic, and I will take you on just for that. And she kept her word, and now she's a lifelong friend. She's family. She'll be in my life forever. And, I mean, who does that? What coach takes a chance on an athlete that she really has no idea what their capability is at one of the top, you know, schools for gymnastics in the nation? So I attribute a lot of that to her.
And it paid off. I mean, four-time All-American, phenomenal, right?
You know, you get an opportunity like that, and you have to make it everything you can. And she told me that I was going to walk on the team, and I probably wouldn't compete. And she thought that I would exhibition a floor routine, show off my dance moves, not do much tumbling. No way. I knew the second that she let me be a part of that program that I'm going to give it everything. I'm gonna be competing in the all-around. If I'm not, then who am I beating out to compete in the all-around? So it was an opportunity of a lifetime, and you have to make it. Make what you can of it, and I did.
and you continue with everything that you do, and I am so excited. Full Out is going to be airing in Southern California on August 8th, NBC
9th,
Los Angeles. Oh, 9th, excuse me. That's right. It's at 8 o'clock in Los Angeles on August 9th, Sunday, and San Diego at 8:30. And then, depending on how it does, it'll either come out on nationwide TV or video on demand or something along those lines. It's been seen at many film festivals, and it's going strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in, guys. Support. Yeah.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling, Ari, and I can't wait to see Full Out on the screen.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, guys. Have
thank
a good
you.
One.
You
thank
too.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
This is, I love these stories. It shows what human potential with the right attitude can do. Congratulations to her. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
This is Mavis Staples singing the theme song to Christmas Vacation.
I like Office Max. You
Christmas
like Staples.
In July.
Oh, what? Christmas in July. By the way, go to breakradioshow.com.
Oh, it's not July anymore.
Well, oh yeah, Christmas in August.
That's right.
Okay. It's August 1st.
And we'll be right back. Sure is looking good. Got ourselves to find.